Going back, we passed the Mojave Desert, where it actually rained in the heat storm on our way to Arizona. I hung out in Arizona once when it reached a record high temperature, 122 degrees. I remember sitting outside back then, and after a few minutes, I smelled a familiar smell. It took me a few minutes to place it. It smelled like it was from inside a dry heat sauna. It smelled like cooking food. It smelled like, the smell of burning flesh. So I left. And now I refuse to believe in that, but it's dry heat argument. But since I got the cooler weather, finally, we went to the Grand Canyon, and it was magnificent. We drove to the Sunset Crater volcano to see large deposits of black lava all over there in the National Forest. When we got to New Mexico, our destination was Albuquerque, the home of the National Poetry Festival this week. I performed in a show with five other Chicago poets. Everyone seemed to like the show. Some people would even come up to us and go and say things like, "Chicago poets rock," which I thought was kind of funny. When you enter Texas, there are oil pumps everywhere in the fields as you're going down the street. We went out once. We got to Austin for the night, and it was Mardi Gras in New Orleans that night. 6 hours away. Streets were blocked off and police cars were at each intersection. People were crowding onto the streets. There was a 50-foot line of people waiting to get into bars. There were people on rooftops and balconies screaming. Everyone was wearing plastic Mardi Gras beads. But after this, Eugene leaves and goes back to Chicago, and I take the rest of this trip by myself, starting with Louisiana.